and boxes. Let's go. I am so tired of these motivational videos out there giving such terrible advice, to the point where I now no longer watch them for motivation. I watch them for comedic value. They are so funny that I actually enjoy watching them now just to laugh at them. So for the next few minutes, sit back and enjoy my non-motivational motivational video. Do you want to win? Is success important to you? Because I don't think it is. The way I look at you showing up, sleeping every night, finding time to eat food, finding time for relationships and loved ones, this is not how somebody behaves who wants to win. This is how losers show up. This is how the person who is full of excuses shows up. Think about sleep. If you are getting more than 8 hours sleep per year, you're already choosing to lose. Do you know that the average human spends 1/3 of their life asleep? So let's say that you live to the age of 75 years old. You have slept for 25 years. Can you imagine how big your biceps could be, or how ripped your stomach could be, or how healthy looking your bank balance could be if you'd have dedicated that extra 9,125 days to success? Not me. I know that success is all about making sacrifices. So you know when I sleep? When you talk about sleep, you think about laying down in bed and closing your eyes. For me, the action of closing your eyes is sleep. That is how sleep is defined in my world. Well, did you know that you close your eyes between 15,000 and 19,000 times a day just by blinking? This isn't blinking. This is involuntary napping. You are choosing to sleep 15 to 19,000 times every single day, and yet you still want to give yourself time to rest and recover in the evening? How lazy are you? That's not somebody who's dedicated to success. That's somebody who's dedicated to sleep. The average human passes gas 13 to 21 times per day, but you tell me you don't have time to go to the gym. You tell me you don't have time for more calls. How about you save the time that you would have spent passing gas and blinking and split your day with 12 hours in the gym and 12 hours hustling on your dream? Don't wish for it, work for it. Stop going to the restroom 3 to 6 times a day and instead learn to recycle your urine while standing at your desk, recycling it with a catheter, meaning that you are staying hydrated, staying focused, and staying positioned at your desk while you're working. Stand at that desk and work until you drop, because that is what is important in this life. How you achieve success is not based on how well balanced you are. It is based on how dedicated you are. Every self-help book and motivational video for the past 10 years has been telling your competition that they need to arise at 4 a.m. So if you're still in bed at 3:45 a.m., you're a loser who's choosing to let your competition win. If you're choosing to spend time with your children instead of saying to them, "Go away, child, daddy's focused on success," then you're choosing to fail. A wise man once told me that to be successful, you had to read at least one book every month by a successful and wise human being. I've gone one step further. With the surround sound system that I have inside my room, during the 3 hours of sleep that I allow myself on a weekly basis, I am simultaneously blasting 10 audiobooks at times 3 speed at myself as loud as possible whilst I sleep. Sure, it disturbs the quality of my sleep, but I wake up surrounded by the words of greatness. They say that money doesn't buy happiness, but every divorced person that I know that has had to pay their spouse a large sum of money, they've been incredibly happy. So you just keep focusing on earning that money and not on saving and salvaging and rescuing and enjoying and nurturing that relationship. Relationships can be bought. I want you to focus on your business. Your spouse can come and go. Your children are going to grow up and leave you anyway. So you should just focus on making money and being successful. After all, that's the real reason that you're here. One thing I see happening again and again in life is that people will give up their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, and their 50s so that they can enjoy their 60s. This, to me, is the sign of laziness. I want you to give up your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, and your 80s so that in your 90s, you can have everything that you ever desire all around you. Now you can nap. Now you can sleep. You're pretty soon going to be taking an eternal nap and sleeping. So you're going to really catch up on all of that rest just then. We are on this earth a very finite amount of time. You need to make every second of it count, and you can focus on sleeping when you're 6 feet under. They say that a man is the average of the five people that he spends the most time with. If you are not spending time with people who are also divorced, also in therapy, also spending every waking minute either working or at the gym, you are surrounded by losers and you are destined to live the life of a loser. I want you to find the richest and most unhappy person that you have ever met and treat them like your mentor. Aspire to be like them. Look at their divorces and aspire to have that many unhappy spouses. Look at their children and their broken relationships and imagine that one day that too can be you, not invited to your daughter's wedding. You don't have time to go to her wedding. You have to be hustling. You have to be building. You have to be dreaming. You have to be hustling. Did you know that in 2005, there was a very expensive exercise that saw Wi-Fi systems put into every major hospital in the West? This is because whilst in surgery, you are wasting time. That is time that you should be making money. So as soon as you are on that hospital ward, if you are not on your cell phone, on a device, hustling and making money, then everybody in that hospital recognizes that you are a loser. I do not want you to eat healthy. I do not want you to avoid alcohol. I do not want you to stop smoking so that you can live a healthier lifestyle. I want you to do that because they're all time-consuming exercises that should be dedicated to winning, working, and success. So I want you to ask yourself this one final question as we wrap up this non-motivational video. If you have attended one family event, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, birthday, or family holiday during the past 12 months, you have to ask yourself, are you really a winner? That felt so hard to say that shit. Oh my fucking God. Oh, I feel like such a bastard. I'm going to go for a shower. Seriously, if anybody ever tells you words like that, block, delete, report. These are the toxic dregs of society, and you are so much better than them. Thank you so much for watching this interview on Billionaires in Boxers. If you would like to join us as a guest on Billionaires in Boxers, or indeed on Palooza TV, all you have to do is email us at vipbookings@billionairesinboxers.com.